The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Doctor?
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 You're listening to Sports Medicine Weekly with Steve Cashel and Dr. Brian Cole on ESPN 1000.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Steve Cashel, radio host of the Chicago Bulls. Welcome to Sports Medicine Weekly here on ESPN 1000. Sports Medicine Weekly being presented in part by AlignMed, by AlloSource, by Athletico, by ATI Physical Therapy, by Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, by Don Joy Orthopedics, by Karen Mulkin Health Consulting, by Integrated Orthopedics, and by MedWest. I'll soon be joined by my co-host, Dr. Brian Cole, the head team physician for the Chicago Bulls, co-head team physician of the Chicago White Sox, and sports medicine specialist from Midwest Orthopedics at Rush. Back to get it going right after this on ESPN Radio.
What comes to mind when you hear the words physical therapy? Maybe you think you don't need it, but what about those aches and pains in your knee, your ankle, your shoulder, or your back? When you decide that you've had enough, stop by ATI Physical Therapy. ATI offers complimentary screenings by a licensed provider at no cost. Don't waste any more time dealing with pain. Get the ATI Physical Therapy today and start feeling better fast. Visit ATIPT.com to schedule an appointment or find a location near you. When it comes to your health and wellness, you have a choice. Choose ATI Physical Therapy.
The Chicago Bulls, White Sox, and DePaul Blue Demons rely on Midwest Orthopedics at Rush for advanced orthopedic treatment. So can you. We are the team physicians for these Chicago teams, and we're ready to be on your healthcare team, too. Get expert care from these regional leaders at four Chicagoland locations. Learn more at rushortho.com. Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, your world-class team physicians.
You're listening to Sports Medicine Weekly on ESPN 1000.
And we're back on this Saturday morning, Sports Medicine Weekly. I'm Steve Cashel with Dr. Brian Cole. Net proceeds from our show, Sports Medicine Weekly, go to support orthopedic research at Rush through the liveactivenow.org fund. This is Donate Life Month. Do you know that, Dr. Cole? April is Donate Life Month.
I'm aware. I'm a doctor notified.
Yes, you are. And you are the largest user of tissue grafts in the United States, I've come to learn before this show.
Actually, I didn't know that. That must have been a statistic that you got from our next guest, because I was unaware of that.
Yeah, our next guest is fascinating. This is good stuff. I could do a whole show, I think, just with Mr. Kevin Smunt. He is the president and CEO of Gift of Hope, and also representing AlloSource. And we're going to explain what this is and using allograft and the whole thing. So, Kevin, welcome, and tell us more. First of all, start with the Gift of Hope and what you guys do, because it is fascinating and it's appropriate time this month, correct?
Thanks, Steve. It's great to be here. It's great to be here with Brian. Yeah, I'm the president and CEO of Gift of Hope. We're a 260-person organization of healthcare professionals, and our job is to make organ and tissue donation happen in Illinois and Northwest Indiana.
Okay, so tell me how it happens and how people can donate, why tissue donation is important, what happens.
Sure. So, you know, when we get to that moment in our lifetime that the tragedy strikes and we're not going to be around anymore, we have an opportunity to have a legacy that follows beyond us, and that is through organ and tissue donation. And so we work with families across the state when they've had a tragedy strike their families to make organ and tissue donation happen. And why it's important is we have over 100,000 people on the waiting list for a life-saving organ.
Wow.
We've saved 1,100 lives in the last 12 months through organ donation. And tissue donation is really, really important because we can save tens of thousands of lives through tissue donation, and I've worked with Dr. Cole for the last 15 years on innovative ways to utilize tissue to enhance the lives of people across the state and across the country.
Steve, the stuff that we do is not life and death,
right?
Although that's clearly the most dramatic impact that Gift of Hope has with living donation, heart, liver, lungs, and so forth. But, you know, so just to be clear, so the stuff that I do is cartilage related. So we take human tissue that's still often fresh and kept viable and preventing from breaking down and so forth, and implant it within a shorter period of time and transplant cartilage in knees. So we do meniscal transplants. We do cartilage grafts that come from donors to reconstruct joints, and we do it in the shoulder, elbow, knee, and have done it in the hip and the ankle as well.
So we've got Gift of Hope, again, headquartered in Itasca, 260 employees helping more than 2,000 families a year. And tissue recovery, Kevin, will help how many people?
The tissue donors that will recover this year will help probably 50 or 60,000 people across our state and our country.
That's amazing. Now tell us about AlloSource. I mentioned AlloSource. You used to serve as the executive vice president of AlloSource. They are out of Colorado, correct?
Right. AlloSource is a company that Gift of Hope and a couple of our colleagues in the organ and tissue industry formed a little over 20 years ago, with the idea of having an organization that would be dedicated to utilizing the gift of donation to the best possible use, dedicated to research to find new uses for tissue, and through partnerships with doctors like Dr. Cole, AlloSource has become one of the largest providers of allograft tissues, really across the entire country and the world.
So they're in Colorado. Tell us how it happens, and tell us what happens when someone passes away. And the hospital contacts you guys at Gift of Hope, correct?
Right. And the next thing that happens is we get together with the family members, and we obtain authorization from them, permission from them to proceed with organ and tissue donation. The tissues are recovered, and we recover tissues like corneas for transplant for eyesight, down to skin for burn patients, as Dr. Cole mentioned, tendons and cartilage for sports medicine, bone grafts for spine fusions, dental procedures, really almost any procedure. But those tissues are recovered here. We send those directly to AlloSource in Denver, and they have a huge state-of-the-art processing facility where they shape the grafts, they sterilize the tissues, they preserve things like cartilage, and then they distribute those back to physicians across the country to make good things happen for our tissue recipients.
Our guest is Kevin Smunt. He is the Gift of Hope President and CEO. We're talking about April being the Donate Life Month. I'm Steve Cashel, Dr. Brian Cole. We're Sports Medicine Weekly. And Dr. Cole, how long have you been doing tissue grafts?
You know, we've been doing soft tissue, what we call allografts, for ligament reconstruction for a long time. So that's something when even in my residency in the 90s and when I first started practice, we were doing. But the novel aspect has been the cartilage transplants. And we were probably the first organized cartilage transplantation program in the country at Rush. And I, as I've come to know, we may be the busiest. And it's really, it's a referral population because these are rare problems that not everyone has solutions for. So people who lose their meniscus, who start to get pain and early arthritic change and so forth, or who have cartilage defects, we're really too young for joint replacement. We run this transplant program. So without the program that Kevin oversees with Gift of Hope, and without AlloSource, who actually processes these grafts and makes them available, we would not have been able to help the several thousand people that we've helped. And it's not just us. I mean, there's many programs around the country now. So you're talking about thousands of grafts that are placed in people who are otherwise physically impaired, can't play sports, can't be active, have pain with activities of daily living and so forth. So it's not a gift of life, but it's a gift that gives people a new lease on life in terms of what they can do. It can have amazing effects on people who are otherwise injured.
All right, so Kevin, tell us, for those of us who aren't involved yet with donation, how that happens.
Sure. So the best thing to do is to let your family know what your wishes are for your body when you pass away. And the easiest thing to do is to register to be an organ and tissue donor. And you can go to our website, giftofhope.org, and click on the donate button. It takes about 45 seconds to fill out the form. You just need your driver's license, and you can register. You'll go into the state registry. The Secretary of State maintains that, and that way your family will know, you know, God forbid something happens to you, that you wish to be an organ and tissue donor.
That's terrific. I know you have so many stories. Is there a tissue donor story you'd like to share with us?
You know, every tissue donor's precious and special to us, because anybody who agrees to give the gift of life is a special person. But I think the cases that really affect us a lot are the kids. And Brian is very humble. He has been a pioneer in tissue utilization, and one of the tissue grafts that's been fascinating and miraculous in its ability to heal people is juvenile cartilage. So we recover cartilage from very young donors under the age of 10. And this tissue is miraculous, and Brian's done a lot of research on this. It's able to grow and to form new cartilage in the recipient And those cases are really, really tough. These are families, you know, obviously losing a child is devastating. And sometimes the only thing that we can give that family to hold on to is the fact that their loved one's been able to help somebody else. And those are the cases that I think affect us the most.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. About half of the recipients that I deal with will try to reach out to the donor families just to let them know the impact they've had on their lives. It's a huge circle. In fact, ESPN Magazine in their anatomy issue, just they did a special on. Now, they left some of the stuff out. The guy did a wonderful job, and you know the challenge is when the editing goes on for some of these stories, some of the things get cut. But it's a great story in their anatomy issue. More recently, it was within the last couple of months, they did on tissue donation. They followed a donor who was killed very tragically, and it was a football player, right?
Baseball player, Michael Collins from downstate.
Yeah, right, that's right. You may know the story, Steve. So he was a tissue donor, and it just talks about the network. It's amazing. If I look at one patient who gets a graft, I counted 28 people will actually touch that patient or be involved with the care of that patient before they even receive their graft. So it's a huge network, and it's very deep, and it's very costly, but it's a game changer for providing a solution we otherwise would not have.
Well, it's a gift of life and the gift of hope. And once again, Kevin, give us the website and information on how people can get involved, because we've told such an interesting story and an important story, one of the most important stories you're ever going to hear, right?
Yeah, it's very easy. Go to giftofhope.org and click on the donate button, and it'll take you to a very simple form, take you less than a minute to fill it out, just need your driver's license, and that'll make you a registered organ and tissue donor, and let your family know your wishes.
Fantastic. Kevin, thanks so much for sharing your story and allowing our Sports Medicine Weekly audience to find out more about Gift of Hope and the tremendous things you guys are doing through AlloSource.
Thanks for the opportunity, guys.
That's Kevin Smunt from Gift of Hope, the president and CEO. I'm Steve Cashel with Dr. Brian Cole. Our show continues with more right after this.
On ESPN Radio.
Feeling tired, sluggish, and overweight? If you're looking to lose weight and gain energy, join us in Karen Mulkin's 14-Day Transformation Cleanse. You're going to absolutely love this Whole Foods cleanse. You'll feel great, lose weight, build lean muscle, improve sleep, boost metabolism, and enhance athletic performance. This VIP Done For You cleanse comes with a 14-Day Transformation Wellness Bag containing MCT Lean Vegan Protein Blend, fat-burning MCT Lean MCT Oil, snacks, superfoods, recipes, guidelines, videos, and other surprises. You will absolutely love this program. Sign up at 14daytransformation.com. That's the numbers 14daytransformation.com, or visit Karen's website at karenmalkin.com. That's karenmalkin.com.
Steve Cashel back here on Sports Medicine Weekly. Did you know that 1 in 4 athletes suffer from mental health? When put into perspective, that amounts to 60 million people in the United States. We typically look at up to athletes as role models, strong, fearless, sharp, but the demands of being an all-star involve physical, mental, and emotional pressure. Athletes may hold back from asking for help and fear their mental illness will be perceived as a weakness. The 1 in 4 Project seeks to change this common misconception. Through raising awareness and empowerment, we can start the discussion and begin improving the well-being of athletes. It's time to tackle mental illness and strengthen our sports communities in more ways than one. Coming up shortly on April 28th, 1 in 4 Project presents Behind the Jersey, Uncovering Mental Health in Sports at the DePaul Student Center located at 1 East Jackson Boulevard, Room 8005, panelist discussion on mental health and sports, business card reception, raffle, and silent auction are all included in the evening. For more information and to pre-register, visit the number 1in4project.org. Again, the number 1in, the number 4project.org. The moderator will be John Kelly from Good Day Chicago. Panelists include Kate Lyons, Dr. Brian Cole, Greg Harden, Dr. Emmett Gill, Candace Williams, and Eric Hipple, a former NFL quarterback for the Detroit Lions. Once again, the website, 1in4project.org, to pre-register.
Integrated Orthopedics is Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana's premier provider of thermal and compression therapy devices for people recovering from sports-related injuries or orthopedic surgical procedures. To learn more about the benefits of thermal and compression therapy and to determine if it's right for you, please contact your healthcare professional. For further information about Integrated Orthopedics products and services, please contact us at 773-248-6400. That's 773-248-6400.
What comes to mind when you hear the words physical therapy? Maybe you think you don't need it, but what about those aches and pains in your knee, your ankle, your shoulder, or your back? When you decide that you've had enough, stop by ATI Physical Therapy. ATI offers complimentary screenings by a licensed provider at no cost. Don't waste any more time dealing with pain. Get the ATI Physical Therapy today and start feeling better fast. Visit ATIPT.com to schedule an appointment or find a location near you. When it comes to your health and wellness, you have a choice. Choose ATI Physical Therapy.
You're listening to Sports Medicine Weekly on ESPN 1000.
This is Sports Medicine Weekly, Chicago's premier sports medicine program, coming your way each and every Saturday morning between the 8:30 and 9 a.m. only on ESPN 1000. To access prior shows, interviews, and valuable resources on sports injury and fitness, please visit our new blog at smwhome.net or sportsmedicineweekly.com. I'm Steve Cashel with Dr. Brian Cole from Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, head team physician of the Chicago Bulls, also with the Chicago White Sox. And Dr. Cole, it's time to bring on one of our favorite guests. She is an absolute expert, the health counselor, psychology of eating coach Karen Mulkin, talking about her 14-day transformation and the health benefits of eliminating sugar from your diet. Are you sugar conscious, Dr. Cole?
I'm sugar conscious, but I'm not great at eliminating it. You know, I do my best, but I could do a whole lot better.
I would say the same thing. I'm more conscious of it, but eliminating it is very difficult. Unless we do the 14-day transformation with Karen, as we've done in the past, and it was fascinating. It really was.
I think we should consider doing it again. Don't you think?
I do. I've got to press the button and say yes, and you know, make it happen.
Why don't we do it after the playoffs are done?
I got to figure out how to get up and make the shakes and everything. Okay, so you have the shakes made for you with your nannies and butlers and things. I've got to do it with my wife going, turn that blender off, and the
Karen,
dog's going crazy.
But Karen, you heard this before? Have you ever heard this before, Karen?
You know?
I have.
Sorry. Sob story. Maybe I'm trying to get out of it. But no, you know what? It was, I felt good. I felt like I lost some weight, and I felt thinner and better and, you know, the whole thing. So Karen, you know, Dr. Cole and I are going on a little bit, and you're the expert on this, so let's talk a little bit about your 14-day program, and for people who haven't heard it, what your transformation is all about.
So the 14-day transformation is about creating a healthy relationship with food, eliminating the most common toxic food triggers, and really making yourself a priority. You know, it's about nourishing your body with the best quality foods, water, self-care activities, lifestyle activities, and just making it 2 weeks about you.
And it's not a cleanse, right? It's not a crash diet, the different things that people try to do that don't work. This is about beginning a lifestyle change, correct?
This is about eating real food, phytonutrient-dense foods, lots of colors. 50% of your plate should be colorful foods, red foods, yellow foods, purple foods, green foods, orange foods, lean proteins, healthy fats, avocados, olive oil, nuts and seeds, flax seeds, chia seeds. And each program is a whole new curriculum. So this program, which begins on Monday or any other Monday throughout of your choice, we're going to go back to basics, and we're going to talk about stress and about protein and carbs and fats and water and sleep and stress and cortisol. So we learn a little something each day, you know, all while you're nourishing your body with the best quality foods.
Can you tell me quickly about the issue of sleep and how insufficient sleep weighs in on all this?
Yeah, sleep is big, because what happens is if you're not getting enough quantity of sleep or poor quality of sleep, it's going to affect your sleep hormones, ghrelin and leptin, which are your hunger hormones and your satiety hormones, and it causes refined carb cravings and weight gain. And so sometimes if I'm working with a client and they're suffering from sugar cravings or coffee cravings, what they're really craving is energy. energy that they don't have naturally. And so, you know, first we look at the sleep, and then we talk about the macronutrients, and that's your protein, carbs, fats, and water. And then the micronutrients, which are your colors. And see where are you out of balance that might be causing some of those cravings. But sleep is really important, and it's and we will be talking about sleep during the program.
My 13-year-old the other day said, you know, why am I so – his sleep is awful. Like, he's one of those kids who, you know, will stay up late and then get up early to do homework and is just not – I think not getting enough sleep. So he said, why am I always so hungry around 10 or 11 o'clock at night? Do you think it's related? I mean, I know you need a lot more information than that, but it's like and I know he's craving carbs. You know?
Well, I'm guessing, I don't know if it's related to his sleep, but I'm guessing, right, he's craving carbs, he's craving energy so he could stay awake to either do homework or watch more TV or be on the computer. But usually if they're craving carbs, you're craving energy. Or sometimes if you're craving carbs, you've got a macronutrient imbalance, you're not getting enough protein and high-quality fats, and you're eating more carbs. So the more carbs you eat, the more carbs you crave. So if he's eating a lot of carbs all afternoon, in the evening, throughout the day, he's going to be craving that again, because what happens is energy goes up and then you crash, especially if it's sugar. I don't know what type of carbs he's craving, but if it's sugar, you know, it could be very addicting, and you just want, because it elevates your mood, it elevates your energy, and sometimes it even makes you feel calm. And you're going to want more. I want more, and I want more, and I want more. And the only way to really get rid of that sugar craving is by eliminating it. And that's what we do for the 2 weeks, no sugar. And we don't eat after dinner. So it's what you're eating, it's when you're eating, and it's how you eat and who you are as an eater and learning about yourself. And after those 2 weeks, we're going to talk, and I'm going to ask you, you know, what did you learn? And some people say, you know, it was those three meals. Some people feel like it was breakfast. Often a lot of women will tell me that they, you know, really found a lot of time for themselves because they're so busy working, you know, around the family. And a lot of the guys are boosting their energy. They're boosting athletic performance because they're adding in quality foods.
Our guest is Karen Mulkin, health counselor and psychology of eating coach. I'm Steve Cashel with Dr. Brian Cole. This is Sports Medicine Weekly, talking about Karen's phenomenal 14-day transformation health benefits of eliminating sugar from your diet. So tell us more about sugar then. Why should we try to eliminate sugar from our diets? And obviously, aside from the weight gain and heart disease issues, but and how does your program incorporate that, Karen?
So, okay, not all carbs and sugars are metabolized the same way, and so excess sugar consumption in your diet is going to cause insulin resistance, which causes inflammation in your body. And when you give up sugar for 2 weeks, my clients are telling me that some people have totally gotten off their inflammatory medications for arthritis.
Wow.
Feel like you really, it's huge, letting go of sugar and the inflammatory impacts that sugar has on our body, but especially refined sugar, like and high fructose corn syrup. So I recommend, you know, when you're off the program, trying stevia or maple syrup or local organic honey, molasses. Those have a lot more nutrients and are a lot less processed. But fructose metabolism within the liver has been shown to, like, cause free radical damage, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, insulin resistance, and hypertension. And so products that contain high fructose corn syrup are, you know, obviously are sodas, but they're also hidden in breakfast cereals, fruit juice blends, fruit-flavored yogurts, salad dressings, you know, breads, even the whole wheat options often will have high fructose corn syrup. Your energy bars, some of these energy bars that you'll see in certain aisles of the grocery store have high fructose corn syrups and sometimes meal supplements. So you really want to aim for less than 25 grams of high fructose corn syrup, fructose per day to avoid those risks of like diabetes and obesity. But I'll tell you a little tip that you might not know is sugar comes in many varieties and is processed in a variety of ways. And from an environmental standpoint, the majority of sugar cane is not organically grown. And many sugar plantations use insecticides, a lot of pesticides, and crop burning as their standard practices, which can negatively impact our environment, our soil, our air, our water, and the health of our workers.
Karen, tell me, I want to ask you a question about the yogurt thing. Are you saying any fruit-flavored yogurt, or are there some yogurts that are fruit-flavored?
You have to read your labels. Yeah, you have to read your labels. One of our days on the program, you know, next week is going to be about reading labels, because the poor quality, not all yogurts are created equal, so I recommend a high-quality Greek yogurt instead of some of those other yogurts that have the added sugars to it.
We should actually do that. Would you be willing to do a show on picking like five things and going through the labels?
Sure.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
I think it'd be
awesome. It would be, because people don't know. And it's hard to read, you know, the fine print and everything. You're wondering about, the things like yogurt, because you think it's so healthy, you know, but you got to pick the right kind and stay away from the sugar and the high fructose, like Karen is saying. Karen Malkin, our guest, and almost out of time in this segment, Karen. So people who want to get involved with your 14-day transformation, tell us how to do it.
Oh, so they can go online to 14daytransformation.com or KarenMalkin.com, KarenMalkin.com, and they can sign up for the program, and they can choose any Monday of their choice.
And you're going to send them, they can like purchase different, all the foods you want them to eat, correct?
Yeah, so you get this amazing wellness bag, and that includes this MCT Lean Vegan Protein Blend, MCT Oil, which has thermogenic, enhances athletic performance, great for weight loss, cognition, and you get a box of my Transformation Superfood Bars, which you guys have tried.
I love them. I really do.
Yeah. So you get this whole wellness bag with the program as well.
And you start with the morning shake, which I think is phenomenal. I really do. I could have the shake every morning if I could make the shake and, you know, use it the right way and everything. But I
Karen,
love it. It
Karen,
is really good.
Does it ever feel like Groundhog Day?
I go through my little quirky
know,
things, right?
Know,
it's kind of
it,
fun.
It.
It's kind of fun. No, but Karen, thank you so much. And once again, Karen Malkin. .com is the website, and folks, she has helped transform Dr. Cole and I to a certain extent, but I am trying to watch it, but again, it's a lifestyle change. It's not a crash diet or something you try to do for 14 days and you're back to where you used to be, right, Dr. Cole? Isn't that kind of the gist of what we were attempting?
No, but you know, that's the great thing about the 14-day transformation. Ever since I did it, it's changed the way I eat. You know, it gives you a block of time where you're really disciplined and you're going to nail it. And then obviously you can't do that forever, but it does give you some behavioral change that you can stick with. It's not hard, and it's actually becomes very tasteful. It's fine. It better than you were doing before. So I still follow the basic principles. I would like to just hit it again, us to do it one more time for 14 days. You know, I think we could rally and get a few people to do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know
absolutely.
People in my
I felt
my
great when I did
it. My people in my office would want to do it. So
good,
we ought to just talk about it.
All righty.
Maybe after the playoffs.
You got it.
Could be June.
Okay. Karen will do it anytime, any Monday.
Sounds great.
Thank you, Karen. Appreciate it.
Have a healthy day.
You too. Karen Malkin.
Thanks.
And we're back with more of our show, Sports Medicine Weekly, right after these messages.
On ESPN Radio.
We help gardeners keep gardening. We help runners keep running. We help golfers keep golfing. We help moms keep mothering. We help tennis players keep tennising. You get the point. At Athletico Physical Therapy and Occupational Therapy, we help people keep doing the things they love to do. So if you have an injury or a nagging pain that's holding you back, we can help. It can all start with a simple complementary injury screening by a physical therapist or athletic trainer who will assess your strength, range of motion, and flexibility. Following your screening, we can make a recommendation and show you stretches or exercises to help you manage your symptoms and care for your condition so you can get back doing whatever it is you love to do. To schedule your complimentary injury screening, call 1-877-ATHLETICO or go to athletico.com.
The best athletes in the world and their medical teams have been trusting DonJoy products for over 30 years. With a goal to protect and return confidence in sport post-injury, DonJoy is the trusted leader to get and keep athletes in action. Whether it's football, basketball, soccer, volleyball, or even the official medical supplier to the U.S. ski team, always trust the global leader in sports medicine. Trust DonJoy, a product of DJOGlobal.com.
You're listening to Sports Medicine Weekly on ESPN 1000.
Well, that will do it for another edition of Sports Medicine Weekly. Many thanks to our producer and board operator, George Katsarilos. Our coordinating producer is Teresa Ann Seeger. We also want to thank David Cole for managing the website and our business operations, as well as Samantha Smith. For Dr. Brian Cole, I'm Steve Cashel saying so long. Thanks for listening to Sports Medicine Weekly here on ESPN 1000. Back to do it again next week. We'll see you then.
The preceding program was a paid advertisement. The views reflected are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
The playoffs are coming.
LeBron drives into the lane to the glass. Running, raging, right hand.
The NBA playoffs begin April 18th on ESPN Radio.